Yes, you're with New Beat, Simon Peterson here, and stay tuned for the very best in inspirational music and much more.
2, 3, 4!
But we're starting in Africa with a song recorded at Radioactive Studios, sung by Uganda's top R&B singer, Juliana. You're my center.
Of health, keeping you fit for life.
Happy people may suffer fewer colds. Staying positive through the cold season could be your best defense against getting sick, new study findings suggest. In an experiment that exposed healthy volunteers to a cold or flu virus, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh found that people with a generally sunny disposition were less likely to fall ill. Researchers believe that the reasons may be both objective, as in happiness boosting immune function, and subjective, as in happy people being less troubled by a scratchy throat or runny nose.
And that was Tina with Wealth of Health. Now over to Selly for our thought for the day.
If you want to be truly happy, live for others.
And unfortunately, many people are not happy in the world today, despite all the modern conveniences of being part of the 24-hour generation. This is Paul Hart.
From Australia to the USA, everyone's gotta have it right away. Buy it now, fix it quick, and never mind how you'll pay for it. Fads and fashions come and go, and just what's real, well, heaven knows. Nothing now is made to last, even the truth is disappearing fast. But you know that there's a price to pay, yeah. For running blinded down this easy way. It's time for a liberation. With your 24-hour day pursuit of your own happiness. 24 hours until you're running out of time. What are you becoming? It's time to raise the flag and send out an SOS.
For the 24-hour generation, there's no need to your patience. Instant coffee, instant wealth, instant sex and instant health. You've got a problem, fix it now. Pull the trigger, click the mouse. Sure there'll be some side effects, but at least it's quick, so what the heck. No, there's nothing that you can get right away, no. House, a car, a candy bar, or AIDS, yeah. 24-hour generation, it's time for a liberation. From your 24-hour day pursuit of your own happiness. 24 hours and still you're running out of time. What are you becoming? It's time to face the facts and send out an SOS.
Spend 24 hours a day in pursuit of your own happiness, well, you won't ever find true happiness. To repeat our thought for the day, if you want to be truly happy, live for others. There is a story told of a king who was suffering from unhappiness, whose astrologer told him that the only cure for him was to find a happy man, get his shirt, and wear it day and night. So messengers were sent through the king's realm in search of such a man, with orders to bring back his shirt. Months passed, and after a thorough search of the country, the messengers returned, but without the shirt. Did you find a truly happy man in all my realm? The king asked. Yes, O king, we found one, just one in all thy realm, they replied. Then why did you not bring back his shirt? The king demanded. Master, the man had no shirt, was the answer. As an old friend and colleague of mine, Michael Fogarty, with his band Infinity in Japan, and as a song that he wrote over 30 years ago, a nice fresh recording of Everybody Be Happy. Well, here's two web addresses for you to take note of. Firstly, activated.org, where you can log on and read the Activated magazine online, and also sign up for a variety of inspirationals that can be sent to you daily. Also, if you'd like to download some of the original songs that you hear on Newbeat, they're available at newbeat.org. So check it out. And if you'd like to write us, our address is mail@radioactivated.com.
Whoa, man. Yo, what's that light? Oh my god, it's a spaceship!
We have come for the radio station that has the best music in all the universe. Newbeat.
And you're listening to the latest edition of Newbeat. We have lots more for you, so stay with us.
Don't touch that dial, partner.
And here's Haven Sutton to introduce the next song.
This song really means a lot to me, as I wrote it after hearing about the untimely death of someone that I loved. I pray that this song will reach you and touch you and encourage you that your life is important and that God has put you here for a reason. He's got a purpose for your life.
You awoke this morning feeling the same way. yesterday's loneliness hadn't vanished with a brand new day. You've looked for answers in what this world can give. Yet sometimes you wonder, what's the purpose for which you live? Do you feel far from the source of happiness? Open your heart to feel the joy you've missed. I am here to show you that there is a better way. The one who gave you life, gave it for a reason. I am here to tell you Jesus sent me here today so you can know his love and his freedom. Ooh, na, na, na. There's so much distance between people wandering round, who live their lives in sadness, not knowing that your love can still be found. So many people, and no one seems to care. You may even feel like it wouldn't matter if you weren't here. There's a solution to the emptiness you feel. Give God a chance to let you know.
According to the laws of aerodynamics, the bumblebee is unable to fly. Why? Well, this is because of the size, the weight, and the shape of the bee's body in relation to its wingspan, making flying impossible. But the bumblebee, being ignorant of this fact, goes ahead and flies anyway.
And time now for Words from the Wise. And today's wise words are from the 19th century British writer Charles Kingsley, who said,
"Make it a rule, never, if possible, to lie down at night without being able to say, 'I have made one human being at least a little wiser, a little happier, or a little better this day.'"
Have I loved my neighbor as myself?
judge my heart, I judge my soul. The selfless will sustain control.
Myers there, one of his latest, a song called Have I.
New beat!
A lecturer, when explaining stress management to an audience, raised a glass of water and asked, "How heavy is this glass of water?" Answers called ranged from 20 grams to 500 grams. The lecturer replied, "The absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends on how long you try to hold it. If I hold it for a minute, that's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I'll have an ache in my right arm. If I hold it for a day, you'll have to call an ambulance. In each case, it's the same weight, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." He continued, "And that's the way it is with stress management. If we carry our burdens all the time, sooner or later, as the burden becomes increasingly heavy, we won't be able to carry on. As with the glass of water, you have to put it down for a while and rest before holding it again. When we're refreshed, we can carry on with the burden. So, before you return home tonight, put the burden of work down. Don't carry it home. You can pick it up tomorrow. Whatever burdens you're carrying now, let them down for a moment, if you can. Relax. Pick them up later, after you've rested. Life is short. Enjoy it."
Well, the news is so depressing. With all the views, everybody's stressing. You get confused and forget that life's a blessing. So hard to not blow a fuse in your head. Not again. Everybody knows what nobody is saying. A better car, better clothes, and the other gods to whom they pray.
I'll be back next time for some more new beats. Be sure to join me then. Be sure also tell your friends about the program. All right, until then, may God bless and keep you. See you again soon. Bye for now.
Here's our email address if you'd like to write. It's mail@radioactivated.com. Again, that's mail@radioactivated.com.